What this has brought up for me, and I'll try not to go too far in this, is suffering. See, the pain and the suffering of samsara. Those of you who have been around me for any length of time know that this was one of the motivators always in my life. I knew nothing but pain and suffering. I have never known a place where I could go home or feel secure. And I have said repeatedly, I don't even know if Roshi liked me. But I really, it's really absolutely true. See, this thing of not feeling wanted or responsible. The last adult contact with my family after I'd taken care of my mother when she died and everybody left, see, and I stayed there with her and helped the mortician put her in a body bag, see. Then a few days later, I was disinherited by my father. But this has been a thing. So from that standpoint, I have to watch myself because my inclination is to pull away. And if I'm not allowed to pull away, then I want to fight. And that's a terrible burden. See, to be around a person like that, a sangha, it's very, I feel sorry for you. But I'm not so much interested in fighting anymore because I can't make a fist with the hand that I ran through the saw. See, but what it has done for me is I have looked and looked and looked at suffering. I can't understand. And I will, and I've read and I've gone back to some of the old Dzogchen masters, see, and where they'll talk about, see, where we're here and we make decisions why we come into this place. And then the scientist will also say, what it is, why is it this way? Mind and mind only. And it isn't just my mind is only my mind. Your mind, you are all, where you sit, the only one there. See, and if you don't see mind, and again, I will tell you, and I know we don't get it, you're looking into mind, your mind. You are experiencing this moment, unique to your conditioning. See, and your own insensitivity, your own grasping at the ego, see, and you will cause pain and suffering, even if you've been practicing for 50 years, see, pain and suffering. And so this has had a profound impact on me. See, and then I ask some, and some are wanting to ignore. See, and I've told you if you're not practicing, if you are not really trying to wake up, you support samsara. And I'll tell you what you support. That young father with his baby girl with her arm around his neck, laying in the mud, dead. They tried to swim the Rio to get here to find a better life. See, and if you haven't seen that picture, this is samsara, and this is what your country has done. See, I sent out that, only one person responded. I sent that out. We all have our excuses. But to his great credit, Shikhan responded to me and said, bitter tears, bitter tears. See, if you're not waking up, how do we save all suffering sentient beings? Is Buddha Dharma just a bunch of bullshit? See, and some of the old masters, Basso, he had these kind of deep questions. I can't think of his name, so I'll leave him alone. But again, the question of how do you save suffering sentient beings? See, but the one thing that I do, I practice what I was taught by my teacher. I do not live in a realm of self-deception. I immediately look and I try to take the corrective measures. When I screwed up with the guy in the hospital, I immediately start to apologize. To whom? To mind and mind only. And then as I'm driving in, but some of the people are dying on the street, and most of them are minorities. See, laying someplace dying. When I worked in the field and I worked with the homeless and Skid Row, see, you know what life expectancy on the street is? 3 to 4 years. See, 3 to 4 years. See, I'm thinking to myself, what about all of that? What about the thousands and thousands who are trapped in suffering? What does Buddha Dharma say? I'm pulling up teachers and I'm trying to read what they have. Mushoku will tell you. That's what I do in the evening. She sits there after we finish and she watches. And I'm finding that most of it means nothing to me. See, most of them don't even know what they're talking about. They're trapped in their monasteries. They're trapped, see, and they're thinking, how do you save suffering sentient beings? See, then it comes to me like a koan. See, it comes to me like a koan. See, Nyogen, who other than yourself is sitting there? And you are sitting where? In the center of mind. See, we have Basso to thank. See, they ask, what is Buddha? And he said, mind is Buddha. And when we take our vows, which probably in here, nobody ever listens to the vows, to save all suffering sentient beings. See, do we commit ourselves to that? Or are we only involved in pumping ourselves up, thinking we have something important to share? See, I have nothing important to share other than what my teacher handed to me and what his teacher handed to him and on down to the Shakyamuni Buddha. I have nothing of my own. See, I am a product of my teacher's teaching. And I try to pass that on to the best of my ability, knowing I fail all of the time. How do I understand that young father with his daughter with her arm wrapped around his, laying dead in the mud on the bank of a river? How do I understand that? See, and the thing that becomes clear to me, see, is that I will not support samsara. See, and I will do what I can. I will make certain when I vote not out of some silly, stupid, egocentric understanding. I will vote for those, see, who are going to fight against this in samsara, and they will never win. Samsara will never change. But I will do what I can do. I will support with whatever funds I have. I will support those who will fight. And why? See, you won't defeat samsara, but we can reduce the pain and suffering. And I'm now talking about at a second level. Can we go beyond samsara? You can if you practice. If you are willing to go through the difficult stuff that you're going to bring up, see, you're going to bring it up. You're going to put the stumbling blocks in front of yourself. If you can see that, if you can then take responsibility, see, and then you keep moving forward. And the one old master said simply, how do I take care of this? He said, you do good. You don't do evil. The monk said, I don't understand how that's accomplishing the way. And the teacher said, what don't you understand? Doing good is better than doing bad. See, now how do we do that? For me, it's still, how do I save all suffering sentient beings? It's very simple. And Buddha demonstrated it with his lifetime. See, Buddha was a fascinating character for me. See, he was born into great wealth. He had all of the trappings. A father who adored him, he raised by, I believe, his aunt, see. He adored, see, and given all of the gifts. See, everything that samsara could give you. How many of you, that's what you're going for? That's what you're pursuing? That's the only thing you really want? That's what's going to make you happy? No. What you're going to do is eventually lie in a bed dying. And maybe you won't be in a nice, clean, and you might be on the street. That's the only end game you have. where that father and that little one, see, lying there in the mud. See, what are we? What have we become? And it isn't what we've become. We have been this for lifetime after lifetime. How do we change this? What is the story of the Buddha? Then I could hear it again. And see, one of my flaws at this point, one of the things that made me insensitive, because I have cultivated a strong samadhi, and I can shut things down. And that's what I have been doing. And even to the extent that I have to replace these hearing aids, and Mushoku talked to me about it. See, I'll sit downstairs, I don't even hear what you're saying most of the time, and I pretend that I do. I wait for the cues. I wait for you to look like you're laughing or happy. Then I do the same thing. I'm not even hearing you. And Mushoku said she's been aware of some time that my hearing is going further, because she said, sitting in the room with me, she'll talk to me and I won't respond. And she thinks that I'm just being indifferent. I'm not. See, I'm not. But if I hold that core still, you see what's in front of you. This is the only thing that you can take care of. Look at what we sing, the great, we are the exceptions, home of the brave and the free. No, we're the ones who pushed a father and a baby daughter in their desperation trying to get here, looking for something better, leaving a homeland where there's violence. See, and do you know who has exploited Central America, South America, and Mexico? White American men. See, and that's what you lust after. See, position. Shakyamuni Buddha looked at that illusion and he jumped over the wall. What is the wall he jumped over? See, that's that wall of duality where you think in the realm of samsara, you're going to find the perfect thing. And that's why I had a deep appreciation for something that Ryozen realized. He wanted an expensive, fancy car. I used to talk about this all the time. I loved it. He wanted his Lexus. And he told me, Nyogen, when I drove it off the lot, I realized I didn't like it. See, whatever you think you're going to find out there, you're not going to find it. The moral that the Buddha taught was to look around and to realistically see that what was going on in the ivory tower, that's between your ears, the fantasy that you think the next party is the perfect party, that the next partner is the perfect partner, that the next Lexus is the perfect car, you're delusional. And how is it actually going to occur? Old age, sickness, and death. How do we solve this issue of suffering? See, as you look out, see, realize that you can only look into your own mind. See, what's missing from your mind? See, it's your mind. Modern science will tell you that the universe is contained in your conscious awareness. Cutting edge science. Where you sit, if you can wake up. Not intellectually, I quoted Roshi the other day for some of you. An intellectual answer to a koan is pretty much worthless. See, modern science says your conscious awareness. Basso said, mind is Buddha. What is mind? Conscious awareness. That's what you're experiencing now. You can never leave it. You take a vow to save all suffering sentient beings. How do you do it? How do you purge yourself from responsibility for that father and that baby daughter? See? You vow to save all suffering sentient. How do you do that? The Shakyamuni Buddha told us, See, he jumped over the wall. See, he began to search. He was searching because he was inflamed with the pain of suffering. He had to make some kind of understanding, some kind of sense. And he did all of the crazy things, nearly killing himself. See? And then, see, what did he say? I will sit down here. See, drawing a line in the sand and saying, I will not move, see, until I can answer this issue of suffering for myself. See, and suffering, pain, suffering, and death is the whip that should drive a Zen student. And I can say it certainly has been the whip that drives me. See, I didn't need anybody to inspire me. See, I needed to somehow make sense of this insanity. See, and it still didn't when they talk about those who move in those directions. Well, you're there, and a wonderful thing, the way this consciousness, this universal consciousness, see, the way it explores itself, see, and we are its vehicles, we are a projection of it, see, and we explore and we go in, we set up all of this stuff. It doesn't mean anything to me. How do I save suffering sentient beings? And Buddha made it very clear. See, he sat down, he had right discipline, and he sustained that focus. See, sustained that focus until he saw the morning star. See, and do you know the difficulties that he went through? Not the petty little bitching and moaning here. That person was mean to me. This other person didn't do that. People don't appreciate me. See, he pushed himself till he nearly died in his efforts. He did all of the fancy kinds of spiritual things, performing all kinds of wonderful things, and it didn't satisfy him. See, it didn't, you see, deal with the issue of suffering in the realm of samsara. Looking at the morning star, he woke up. See, and waking up means that you come out of the dualistic mind. Looking at the morning star, he said, how wondrous, see, I, the great earth, this I is your universal conscious awareness. Modern cutting-edge science tells you it was never born, it will never die. And all of the universes in the infinite galaxy are contained within it. Because of the karmic connection to the six senses, we're here in this reduced form. But when you move beyond that, when you move into the bliss body, the body of oneness, see, and you can't fake that, see, that becomes the experience. And what does the Buddha say? How wondrous, see, I, the great earth, and all beings simultaneously attained the way. Buddha saved all suffering sentient beings. You can't understand that. But if you can understand where the pathway is, and if you can trust the words of the Buddha, he said all beings, everything simultaneously attained the way. See, any effort less than that, see, you're simply supporting samsara. And if you choose to do that, see, and I have no criticism for those that make that choice, because the majority, that's what they'll choose. See, Toray, in his marvelous book, The Undying Lamp of Zen, what did he say? In a monastery, you can have 1,000, 2,000 monks, and you'll be lucky if you have one or two who obtain the way. Roshi, in the one talk, and he had his main successors in the room when he gave the talk. See, And he talked about the 10 ox-herding pictures. See, and he said in here, even with years and years of practice, nobody in this room is further than the third picture in the 10 ox-herding pictures. See, for me, and then I realized, yes, see, so long as I sit here in a dualistic setting, I can't do anything for the pain and the suffering everywhere. See, and it's everywhere. If you drive down the street, it's growing. It's growing. And the issue will never be resolved. See, through the realm of samsara. See, samsara is ruled by greed and ignorance. But then, what is the avenue out? What is the truth of Buddha Dharma? See, and Buddha gave that. His own life, see, was the prescription and the pathway. And that's what he said. I simply give you a raft, see, to hold on to, see, to trust. But do you have the courage to go through the difficulty? And it will come. But if you keep making the effort, if you keep asking for relief, it does come. And then you can begin to see you have to trust. See, modern science says your conscious awareness is the entire universe. And when you wake up, the Buddha said, everything wakes up with you. And that's why we practice.